It was a hot, muggy, and somber day in Fort Hood yesterday, where President Obama spoke at a memorial for the 13 soldiers gunned down last Thursday. Within the past week, the president has also visited Walter Reed Army Hospital, a Wisconsin Air National Guard station, and Dover Air Force Base, where he watched as 18 flag-covered caskets passed carrying soldiers who'd fallen in Afghanistan. Here's the president talking about how those visits have influenced his decision-making in the Afghanistan war.
I think I would be making poor decisions if I didn't have to look into the eyes of a family member who had lost a loved one and tell them how grateful we are as a nation. That moment, I think, ensures that I am making the best possible decisions going forward.
You know, he's speaking as the past few months have been the bloodiest months in Afghanistan. So it's
that's a lot of eyes to look into and apologize for. How much do these visits really relate and connect to his decision making? We're asking that to Leo Shane, White House correspondent for Stars and Stripes as the independent U.S. military newspaper, and Richard Cohn, professor of military history at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Cohn also served as the chief of Air Force history for the U.S. Air Force from 1981 to 1990. Good morning to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Richard, let me ask you, can we connect these two with the president making these visits and as John mentioned, with this being a very bloody time for the U.S. military right now, is he really affected? Is he changing his decisions? Can we posit that? His military strategy is affected by these visits to these bases?
I don't know that we can, and I'm not sure that he could, even in his own mind, explain exactly how it shapes his decision-making. I think the most important thing it does is that it takes him out of the bubble of the presidency and its decision-making process and really exposes him to the human side of the decisions that he makes. And I think that's important for him. It gives a depth and a breadth to his thinking.
Leo, mostly conservative right, but have accused the president of using photo opportunities, going to Dover Air Force Base to get his picture taken. President Bush actually never visited the fallen soldiers as they came back from overseas. So is this a credible complaint that President Obama is making use of photo opportunities to make up for the fact that he's delaying on his strategy decisions?
Well, President Bush didn't appear at Dover, but he did appear with troops on a number of occasions and did visit troops at various bases. So, there's always elements on both sides that do politicize, especially last year during the election, who will accuse both sides of using the troops as a prop. But again, as Richard said, I'm not sure that we can connect the two. This is obviously a president that is serving in a time of war, and frankly, lots of the veterans groups expect and are pleased to see him paying that kind of attention to fallen troops and to the sacrifices that the guys are making.
You've been at a number of events where President Obama has appeared and spoken with veterans and with troops. Explain that to me. Tell me what these events are like. How is his interaction with troops?
Sure. Well, he and President Bush are very different speakers and very different in events. While both have done a number of events with military folks, President Obama on a number of occasions has had military families over the White House, has put more of an emphasis on military families. I remember one particular event back in the spring, where he had some wounded warriors starting on a nationwide bike ride. And afterwards, he was shaking hands with Marines and soldiers who were there, and his staff literally had to yank him out of there. He was very anxious to shake as many hands as he could, to thank as many of the guys there for their service, and to get the little bit of feedback he could on the spot. Hmm.
Richard Cohn, as a military historian, how do presidents resolve the tension or the apparent tension between connecting emotionally with troops and giving them his sympathy and projecting to the enemy that a relatively small number of casualties will basically signal that we're possibly going to fold up and withdraw from a conflict zone?
Well, I think presidents go to great lengths to communicate the opposite on the subject of casualties, because presidents always are speaking to multiple audiences, and I think that they're personal connections and the communication that they try to give to the military of support and leadership and caring is really separate in many ways from the high policy that they have to decide and the way in which they explain that to the nation and to the world. So in a sense, the two are separate.
Richard, you know, historically, as we look at, as past presidents, has it made a difference whether a president has military service on his record in terms of his relationship with soldiers?
Well, I don't think we have any evidence that it does. Some presidents have related very well to the military without service, all the way back to Abraham Lincoln, who visited his at least the Army of the Potomac frequently, and Franklin Roosevelt, even though he was paraplegic, made visits. So it's really hard to tell. I think in the last, say, 30 years, there's some affinity amongst the military for someone who has served, but there's a considerable respect for those who have not. So, and the question often is the nature of the service. You know, Ronald Reagan had a terrific relationship with the military, but it had to do with policy, not the fact that he was, you know, in Hollywood making movies during World War II.
Okay, Richard and Leo, I want you to listen to a comment that President Obama made at the memorial service yesterday.
In an age of selfishness, they embody responsibility. In an era of division, they call upon us to come together. In a time of cynicism, they remind us of who we are as Americans.
That's the president talking about our soldiers. And our question for our listeners today is the one I'm going to pose to both of you quickly. Do you think our country is doing enough for the men, women, and families of those who served overseas? And if we're not, what else can we do? Leo?
Well, that's certainly been an emphasis of the Obama administration. There's been a very big push within the military to not just look at benefits and the needs of soldiers, but also to look at the effect of families, the folks at home, more PTSD counseling, more services, things of that sort. So it's definitely the veterans groups have seen that change and are very excited to see a new emphasis being put on that.
Richard Cohn?
Well, it's a real question of can you do enough? There's certainly more resources, but I think the president and his wife have really tried to reach out. Michelle Obama has made military families a focus. Her first trip out of Washington was to Fort Bragg. She welcomed the Eisenhower Carrier Task Force in early August. So I think there's the psychological and the material, and I think this president is trying to do all that can be reasonably expected, but there's always more that can be done.
Okay, Richard Cohn, professor of military history at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Also, Leo Shane joined us. He's the White House correspondent for Stars and Stripes. If you want to give us your take.